Now, we jump to the big book. It's Thanksgiving, November 25th. And it says, Krishnaji began this day awakening at Brockwood at 3 a.m. He couldn't sleep and so got up and did exercises and later left in the Land Rover with Dorothy Simmons and Doris Pratt for Heathrow, where he took a 10 o'clock TWA flight for Los Angeles. It was misty here. Well, then what I did, Philippa came over. I made soup and left early for the airport. The plane wasn't due until 4:15. Driving, I had that curious, intense sense of awareness of every inch of the road, the other cars, because once again I was on Kay's business. It is conscious, but more than that, it is as if something took charge and my actions become, as Kay has so often told me, responsible to whatever his are. That was a very strong feeling.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Well, I can only say that I felt it, you know. I wasn't just trotting along in my own life. Suddenly, the things became serious.
But also implied in that is that this is not a subjective, this is not subjectively created. But it's not just that you suddenly decide, oh, I must get serious, and you create it.
No, it's something.
This is something.
I mean, I'm aware of. For instance, whenever I went to an airport to get him, I thought, what if I have an accident on the way? He arrives. He doesn't know any telephone numbers. He has no money. He doesn't. What happens to him? You know, I felt that intense sense of responsibility. Drive carefully.
Yes.
Get there. Be there.
But now you're also implying.
But I also.
There's something else in this.
Yes, there's something else. It was a feeling. People could say, "Oh, well, she imagined it." But
well, I think they can say all that. But I mean, in, according to you, there was also
it was
some
kind of
other presence or some other
not
state,
a presence, just
or some other not a presence in terms of being, but
An awareness.
Something
of
affected you. Something came that affected you.
Yes. I mean, it didn't suddenly. It was there. It was happening.
I understand.
And the responsibility, as is just I just read, it was. It was both to him personally, because I naturally wanted to do everything for him that I could. But it was, as he had said to me early on somewhere, I must have talked about it, you are no longer responsible to yourself, you're responsible to the other. Sitting at the airport waiting for him was for me a feeling of at once a very quiet intentness and the limitless feeling of joy at his coming. Again, most intensely personal and at the same time beyond and apart from any personal dimension. The plane came in precisely on time, and through a window I could see him second off the plane, carrying his Gucci bag. In half an hour, his two bags were wheeled out of the customs, and behind the porter, he was here. Somehow his coming now, only 5 weeks from when we were last together in Paris, seems more momentous than it had been after the long weeks of the Indian tour. In some way, it is intently important that he has changed course and come here for at last a thorough rest. He looked bright and very well in spite of accumulated fatigue and the very long flight of 11 hours. Once turning onto the freeway, I thought he was about to faint, but touching him lightly seemed to prevent it. It was only when we were unpacking in his room, and he had just given me a little bottle of eye drops, that he suddenly fainted toward me so quietly that I could only break his fall. It lasted about 2 minutes. Then he was all right, took a shower, and insisted on having a supper tray in front of the television news, then quickly to bed. He is wound up from traveling, chattery and full of sparks, but his very simple supper came up, as had the food on the plane. He brought me a letter he had written at Brockwood, and today to me written on the plane. He wrote, "There was a right action when the Order of the Star was dissolved. There was a right action when the castle and land were returned. There was right action when he broke with Roger Gopal, and there is right action now. We are dealing with a crook, unscrupulous, utterly unreliable, and deeply antagonistic, with a considerable hate. Action, any action, where he is concerned, will have in it the elements of distortion. We are not concerned with him. He's unbalanced and self-centered. It is not the money we want, nor the property, nor the manuscript, etc. I feel that money was given with great devotion, sacrifice, love. To those people who gave it, we are responsible. And what is our responsibility? People, including Signora," he always called out that Signora, "have said to me, is it not violence to embark on the path of lawyers? Signora was wild about it. Personally, money, etc., is nothing. But to leave it all in Roger Gopal's hands seems and feels totally wrong and not right," unquote. And then, quote, "Right action under any circumstances is always true, and from that everything flows easily. It is like a flowing river. The flow of the river is not inaction. Its action is of itself, from the beginning to the end. There is a right action in this," unquote. And later he said, quote, "One must be a complete outsider, and so the most true revolutionary, and then action will be incorruptible. We must act as outsiders with Roger Gopal." I think that's important.
Yes, it is.
That be part of history.
Absolutely.